USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200,000 people in the United States have now died from the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president has tried to stop the virus.
You've seen the fatality rate that has fallen 85% since April, and the fact that only 1.5% of emergency room visits are now people sick with COVID is a real testament to the hard work done by the task force and President Trump.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi feels the president could have done more.
This was preventable. Not all of it, but much of it. And what could be lost in the future is preventable too, if we embrace science. Science instead of politics.
The United States has less than 5% of the world's population, but more than 20% of the reported deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A major wildfire is still raging out of control just northeast of Los Angeles. It's now threatening more than 1,000 homes. Evacuation warnings remain in effect for the L.A. suburb of Pasadena, home of the Rose Bowl. KCBS-TV's Tina Patel is covering the Bobcat Fire.
Close to 110,000 acres have already been charred, and the wildfire continues to grow.
It doesn't do it in a moonscape-like fashion. It does it in a mosaic, so there's little fires that can pop up everywhere. And that can be a challenge because we only have so many resources. We have to figure out where to put them.
1,500 firefighters from around the region are trying to get the Bobcat Fire under control. But they're not only fighting the dry conditions and steep terrain, they're also battling fatigue.
Tommy DeVito, a founding member of the Four Seasons, passed away from complications of COVID-19. In a statement, Frankie Valli sent condolences to DeVito's family. DeVito was 92. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The House has passed a bipartisan agreement to fund the government through the end of the year, averting an October 1st shutdown. The vote came shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she and Republican negotiators had reached a deal on the continuing resolution, which includes $8 billion to fund nutrition assistance and greater oversight to make sure farm assistance doesn't go to oil companies. The Senate must agree to the same legislation before President Trump can sign it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who's been negotiating the spending deal with Pelosi, didn't comment. The deal funds the government through December 11th, avoiding a potential shutdown amid election season, a pandemic, and an economic crisis. The new fiscal year is set to begin on October 1st. House Democrats' original continuing resolution proposal eliminated about $30 billion supported by Trump for a bailout for farmers through the Commodity Credit Corporation. Further negotiations restored at least some of the funding after Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell promised a fight from his party. The cast of Full House is reuniting in a new music video supporting animal welfare. In the video, the Full House cast performs the song Gotta Love a Golden, about golden retrievers. The stars reunited via remote video due to the pandemic. Profits from the song will go to PetSmart charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.